Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story, we are going to bring back Felix and Ezra's amazing story about how they got turned into ants. Have you heard this one? Oh, it's one of the all-time favorites of all the listeners. So strap in, get ready for this one. And right now, smash the follow button so that you don't miss out on any of our stories. Are you ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. Felix and Ezra were at the beach. They were having so much fun. And do you know what they were doing? They were building giant sandcastles and having a really great day. The sun was out and it was warm and there were a lot of people on the beach all having a ton of fun. And then all of a sudden, "What's that over there?" Felix said. There was a big truck backing up to leave this ginormous package. It was like as big as a house in the middle of the beach. That is very strange. Ezra looked over and grabbed her binoculars and started to look closer and, "Wait a second, they're taking the package off and that looks like a giant fountain. That's so cool. It has slides and sprinklers and, wait, what are they pouring into that?" Ezra and Felix could not believe their eyes. Yes, it was a big fountain and kind of like a little water park that they had set up on the beach. But they were not putting water inside. It was a water park made of chocolate. "This is so cool," Felix shouted. They had never seen anything like this before. Have you ever seen a chocolate water park before? Me neither. That would be so amazing to go down a chocolate water slide. Wow. Immediately, everyone on the beach started running for this very fun thing. And everyone was slipping and sliding around in the chocolate. And there was a special fountain for eating chocolate. And so you could run over to the fountain and it would spray you in the face and cover you in chocolate. Talk about a ginormous mess. Well, Felix and Ezra and everybody else was having a really fun time. But it was about time to clean off because they were getting very sticky. And Felix said, "Hey, Ezra, I feel kind of funny. Like ever since I ate that chocolate, I kind of got the wiggles. Like something, wait, what's happening? Whoa!" All of a sudden, Felix, Ezra, and everybody at the beach turned into ants. "What happened? Ezra, where are you?" Felix was looking all over. "There she is. Ezra, are you okay?" "Felix, you turned into an ant." "You did too, Ezra. What happened?" "Apparently, something terrible. I think this was a trick of some kind. I think the chocolate was poisoned. And it turned everyone into ants. This is not good, because I bet more people are going to come to play in that chocolate fountain, because who wouldn't want to play in the chocolate fountain? Yeah, everyone's going to want to do that, but then when they play in the chocolate, it turns them into ants, and no one's going to be able to warn anyone. Pretty soon the whole world is going to turn into ants." Felix, what in the world are we going to do? Everyone is walking around this beach. And, oh no, people are coming. They're going to step on us. Hurry, hide. Pretty soon, all the ants started to work together to build, some kind of little ant home. And so they buried themselves under the sand in this little underground sandcastle. And everyone was panicking. Felix and Ezra, they were scared, but they were choosing to be brave to figure out what on earth had happened. You see, they didn't know this yet, but there was a sea monster who lived in the ocean who had been planning this trick for a very long time. And the sea monster was trying to take over the world by turning everyone into ants, and he had put the ant changer poison into the chocolate, and it was up to them to figure out a way of how to change it back. Later that day, Felix and Ezra were looking around, and it was so sad to see all the people that would go into the chocolate fountain immediately turn to ants. There was nothing they could do to warn and stop all the other people from coming. It was just a matter of time before the entire world had turned into ants. Ezra, I think I have an idea. Yeah, remember there was like some trucks that brought this big thing onto the beach this morning. Do you remember that? Oh yeah. Well, I bet if we follow the tracks from those trucks on the beach, I bet we could figure out like where they came from, and maybe that would give us a clue. And so Felix and Ezra started on a journey to follow the tracks in the sand that the trucks left behind. This was going to be a very long journey because our ants very fast? Not at all. So it took them many days, but they never gave up. Finally, they followed the tracks all the way back to a secret laboratory that was right next to the ocean. As they crawled inside and started to look around, they saw all these people dressed in bright orange and yellow gear that looked like they were leaning over and talking to something in the water. "Let's get closer," Felix said. As Felix and Ezra snuck closer, it was a good thing they're ants because, you know, they could sneak very close without ever being spotted, right? Yeah. And as they got closer, they saw something in the water. "What is that thing? It looks ginormous. It's got spikes all over it and, oh goodness, it looks like a ginormous squid." Whoa. This was a giant squid. Giant squid are so big. Some of them can be longer than your house. Whoa. And this one was the biggest squid of them all. And he talked like this.
"So, everybody, are you ready to listen to me?"
I guess that big, big squid had a very little voice.
"Yeah, so, what my plan is, everyone's gonna turn into ants, and then I will take over the world. But we have to protect that red button over there, because if that red button gets pushed, the plan will not work, and it will turn all the ants back into people. So, don't let anyone near that red button over there. Got it?"
Felix and Ezra, I think, just discovered the clue of how to fix everything. There was a red button over there. That was some kind of like self-destruct button that would end the plan that this creature had been planning. And I don't know why bad guys always put a red button like that over there. Seems kind of silly, but that's the button we gotta push. So Felix and Ezra had a plan. They knew that they were not big enough to push that red button. Two ants are not very strong. But you know what? 1,000 ants, I think, are very, very strong. So Felix and Ezra hurried back to the beach as fast as they could, which was not very fast. But when they got there, they told all the other ants the plan, and they started to head back to the lab. But this time they had to be a lot more sneaky, because 2 ants are easy to hide, but 1,000 ants? You gotta be a little sneakier about that. So one by one, they climbed up to the roof of this building, and they were all gonna jump on the button at the same time. So there would be this big force to push the button down. And one by one, they got into position, and Felix and Ezra said, "All right, on the count of three, we're all gonna jump on that red button. And I think with 1,000 ants, there will be enough force to push it down. Are you ready?" And just then, the guards looked up and saw all the ants up there, and they shouted,
"There's ants on the ceiling! Hit the alarm bell!
Woo, 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 woo!"
Felix and Ezra shouted, jump! And just like that, as the alarm was sounding, woo-woo-woo-woo, 1,000 ants fell on top of the red button. And it worked! One by one, all the ants started popping and turning back into people.
Hurry! Let's get out of here!
The bad guys shouted. We had did it! Felix and Ezra saved the day! Not only did they get to, you know, rescue all the people and turn everyone that were ants back into humans, but the rest of the day that meant that they could play in that chocolate fountain without fear of turning into an ant again. We'll see you next time on Kids Short Stories. Bye!
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shout Out. I want to say hey to Grayson from Oregon, Kian from Singapore, Prisha from India, Arthur from Long Island, Odin and Willa from Maine, and Jude from Ontario. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!